200 members of the Lesbian Gay Band Association are all seated on stage at Georgia Tech's First Center for the Arts, warming up for rehearsal. They're here representing 32 different symphonic bands from across the U.S. They've only had 2 days to rehearse together before the big concert. Cliff Norris, president of the association's local chapter, Atlanta Freedom Bands, says everyone's here because they enjoy all the long hours that go into rehearsing.
I guess you could call them band geek vacations. You know, we don't sit on a beach. We sit in a hotel ballroom for 5-6 hours a day playing music.
Brian Warsdale traveled here from New York to be a guest conductor in the concert. He says the music they play together is a way to show their pride and fellowship.
Well, you know, for a lot of us, it's like a family reunion. We only get to see each other once a year, and then we also meet new friends, and we make new experiences through music, through workshops, through discussions. And music is a very powerful thing. More than words can ever speak, music speaks so much more and could basically knock down walls.
The entire theme of the concert revolved around the colors of the rainbow flag. The Lesbian Gay Band Association even commissioned this piece of music. Tim Yanza is the composer.
It was a daunting assignment, if I must be completely frank. My hope is that it has an appeal not just to members of the LGBT community, but also to anybody, especially young people, who are trying to make a mark in this world, who are trying to find who they are, who are trying to establish who they are in this society. And that's really what the piece speaks to.
About 250 people attended the concert. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.